This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Jeff Horwich. It's election season, and we're in for all kinds of rhetoric on taxes. We're not paying enough to cover Medicare and Social Security. We're paying too much, stifling people's incentives to work. Into this mix comes a new report from the Congressional Budget Office saying the tax rates paid by most Americans are at near record lows. The data come from 2009. Takes a little while to compile all these numbers. Of course, it's more complicated than that, so we've got Bill Frenzel. Until 1991, he was a Republican congressman from Minnesota. Now he's a visiting scholar at the Brookings Institution. Good to have you.
Glad to be with you.
Well, Congressman, it seems like we're hearing all the time this conventional wisdom that Americans are being taxed like never before. Is that apparently not true?
Well, it isn't true, at least in 2008 and 2009, because the gross tax collections as a percentage of GDP declined in 2009 to about the lowest point since World War II at 17.4%. The reason for the decline is because income was declining.
So it's a factor of income. That's a big part of it. Of course, the rates people are paying and the amount of deductions they can take are also very important. Can you put those in historical context for me?
Yes, the deductions are somewhat similar, except for lower income taxpayers. But for the higher income people, those deducts and tax games are about the same as they have been.
And let's look at that, the 1%, let's call them. How high are their taxes compared with the trend over time?
Well, the top 1% earns about 13% of all the income, and they pay 23% of all the taxes. The bottom half of taxpayers pay almost nothing. So we have a very progressive income tax system, but of course that's leavened by the fact that the Social Security tax system is quite regressive.
Bill Frenzel is a former Republican congressman from Minnesota. Great to talk with you. Thank you.
Thank you very much.